Welcome back. Today we're doing something that separates a pad behind the drums from an atmosphere that actually feels like jungle. We're going to build a moving texture from scratch, inject real swing into it, and then resample it so we can chop it and play it like a break. The vibe is jungle warfare. That hazy, smoky, slightly unstable cloud that breathes with a groove and feels like it's part of the rhythm section, not just wallpaper. We're in Ableton Live 12, and we're going stock devices only. First, quick setup so you're not fighting the session. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle and drum and bass zone, 165 to 174 BPM. I'll park at 170. Now create three tracks, one MIDI track and name it ATM Source, one Audino track and name it ATM Resample, and two return tracks if you don't already have them. Return A is verb, return B is delay. The big idea in this lesson is, we're going to perform the atmosphere with modulation and groove, record that performance to audio, and then turn it into playable slices. That's why resampling is the category here. Alright, step 1. Build the atmosphere source with no samples. On ATM Source, load Waveeditable. For oscillator 1, pick something clean like a sine or triangle. That's your body. Oscillator 2, switch it to noise, like air or white noise, and keep the level low. Think breath, not hiss. Add a touch of unison, two voices, and keep the amount subtle, like 20 to 30%. We want width, but we don't want it to smear when we go mono later. Now the amp envelope, because this is what makes it feel like an atmosphere instead of a synth stab. Set a little attack, like 20 to 80 milliseconds, not instant. Decay around 2 to 4 seconds. Sustain down a bit, minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release long-ish, 2 to 6 seconds. If you hold a chord, it should kind of bloom and then drift away. Now we add motion. This is where it starts feeling alive. Drop an auto filter after Waveeditable. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz as a starting point, and a resonance around 10 to 20%. Turn on the filter LFO. Sync it to the song. Try 1/2 note or even 1 bar. Set the LFO amount somewhere like 15 to 30%. Waveform. If you want smoother motion, pick sine. If you want that unstable warfare vibe, try random. Random into a low pass on a noisy tone can sound like fog shifting in the trees. Next, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate very slow, like 0.15 to 0.30 Hz. Amount 20 to 40%. Mix 20 to 35%. The goal is a gentle swirl, not a 90s trance supersaw. Then add a saturator for grit. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If you want, choose an analog clip style curve. This is important. The grit helps the resampled audio feel real and present at low volume behind the drums. Now, make a MIDI clip. Even one note works. Seriously. But if you want that classic jungle emotional color, try a D minor vibe. D, F, and C is a nice start. Or D, F, and add C on top. Make it 2 bars long. Let it hold. Let the modulation do the movement. Cool. Now step 2. Put it in a jungle space using returns. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Pick hall or plate. Go large, decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so it doesn't just instantly wash everything. Inside hybrid reverb, filter it. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. High cut 8 to 12 kHz for darker, moodier space. Return should be 100% wet, because it's a return. Now send ATM Source to return A. Start around minus 12 dB, and creep up toward minus 6, if you want it more cinematic. On return B, load echo. Sync mode on. Set time to something DNB friendly like 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter the delay. Cut lows under about 250 Hz, and tame highs above maybe 7 to 10k. A little modulation is nice. It blurs the repeats into a texture. Again, because it's a return. Keep it 100% wet. Send ATM Source to the delay a bit less than the reverb, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Now we get to the trick, injecting swing into the atmosphere. Most people swing drums. We're going to make the atmosphere swing, which makes the whole track feel like it's breathing in the same pocket. Option A is the easiest and very effective. We'll gate the atmosphere with a rhythm and then groove the clip so it leans. On ATM Source, add auto pan. But we're not using it for stereo movement. We're using it as a volume gate. Set phase to 0 degrees. That's important. It makes it act like tremolo instead of panning. Set the shape to square so it's a hard on-off gate. Rate to 1/8 sync. Amount anywhere from 60 up to 100% depending on how choppy you want it. Offset lets you nudge the feel. Now open the groove pool. Load a swing groove like MPC 16 swing around 57 to 62. If you have SB style grooves, those can be nasty too. Drag the groove onto your MIDI clip. In the groove settings, set timing somewhere like 60 to 90. That's the strength of the push-pull. Velocity can stay at 0 because we're not doing drum dynamics here. Random, keep it low, like 0 to 5 at first. You can add a touch later if you want drift, but get the pocket right before you add human. What's happening here is the gate is pumping 8th notes, and the MIDI clip is now slightly swung, so the whole atmosphere leans with the grid in a musical way. Option B is another classic, sidechain the atmosphere to a ghost swing pattern. Create a new MIDI track called Ghost Swing. Load a drum rack with a very short clicker hat. Program a 16th note pattern with a jungle skip. Don't overthink it, you just want a bouncy pattern with some gaps. Then apply the same groove to that MIDI clip. Back on ATM source, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose Ghost Swing. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction. Now the atmosphere dances without you hearing a literal gate effect. It's more like it's ducking around an invisible percussionist. At this point, I want you to do one quick coaching check. If it sounds cool solo but it feels like it's on top of your drums, don't just turn it down yet. Behind the drums is often transient management, not volume. Later, when we slice it, we can soften the attack on the busiest hits. That's a huge trick. All right. Step 4. Resample. Print the vibe. On ATM resample, set audio from to resampling. You can also pick ATM source directly if you prefer, but resampling captures the whole moment, including returns, which is usually what we want for these atmospheric beds. Set monitor to off to avoid any feedback weirdness. Arm the audio track. Now record 4 to 8 bars. I recommend 8, because evolving motion is the whole point. While it records, perform the atmosphere. Move the auto filter cutoff. Change your reverb decay slightly. Ride the echo send. Push the saturator a bit and pull it back. You're basically doing a live take of fog performance. Stop recording. Now listen and pick the best section. 2 to 4 bars that feel like they loop well and have nice movement. Select it and consolidate it so it becomes one clean clip. Pro workflow note, commit earlier than you think, and label takes by function and tone. Name it something like ATM Dark 8 170 BPM Take 2, or ATM Bright Swirl Fill. You want to audition fast later, and names like Audio 17 will absolutely slow you down when you're arranging. Step 5. Shop and regroove the audio. This is where it becomes warfare. Double-click your recorded clip. Turn warp on. For warp mode, pick Complex Pro because we're dealing with full textures. Set formants low, like 0 to 20. Envelope around 80 to 120 so it stays stable and not too wobbly. Now slice it like a break. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by 1/8 to start. 1/16 can get busy fast, but you can go there later. Ableton will create a drum rack full of simpler slices. Now you've got playable atmosphere hits. Write a 2-bar pattern. Keep space. Bass is part of the groove. Drop a few hits, leave some rests, and make it answer the drums instead of talking constantly. Then apply the same groove you're using on your drums. And here's a killer move for groove consistency. If you're using an actual break sample, right-click the break clip and extract groove. Then apply that extracted groove to your Atmos Slice MIDI clip, and also to any ghost sidechain MIDI. Now the atmosphere and the break literally share the same timing DNA. Now step 6, make it darker and more warfare, but in a mix-ready way. On the sliced rack, at EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 HC. In heavier DNB it often ends up more like 180 to 300. Don't be shy. Dip the muddy zone around 250 to 500 by 2 to 5 dB if it's cloudy. If it fights the snare crack, a small dip around 2 to 4K can help, but keep it subtle. Add redux for crust. Downsample around 4 to 10K HZ, very taste-based. Bit reduction low may be 0 to 2. Dry/wet 5 to 20%. We want texture, not total destruction. Now roar, since we're in Live 12. Try tube or noise modes gently. A little dry for edge, and use the filter inside roar to low cut up to 150 to 250 HZ. A nice advanced touch. Use Roar's envelope follower map to drive, but set it to respond slowly so the grit swells with phrases, not every single gate hit. that makes the resampled result feel performed. Add another auto filter if you want movement at the rack level. And pass sweeps or classic radio comms fog trick. And then utility at the end. Width somewhere like 70 to 120%. If you need it, turn on bass mono, but ideally we already high passed so the low end isn't even there. Three quick tension tricks you should actually use. Reverse a couple slices in simpler. Don't reverse everything, just accents. Pitch a few hits down -3 to -7 semitones for menace. And shorten the decay on busy slices so the rhythm breathes. Now, another coach check. Mono. Put a utility on your master and hit mono for 10 seconds while the full beat plays. Quiet monitoring level. If the groove collapses or the texture turns into fizzy mush, reduce width and high frequency modulation before you start carving with EQ. Stereo can lie to you. One more mix pro move. Reverb tail control. If your reverb return is building up and smearing the snares, put a compressor after hybrid reverb on return A and sidechain it from the snare, not the kick. That gives you space between snares without drying out the whole bar. Now step 7, use it like a Reedle-D-N-B track. Here's a structure that works a lot. Intro, 16 bars, atmosphere only, distant effects filter open slowly. Build, 8 bars, introduce your gated swing, increase delay send, maybe tease a break ghost. Drop, 32 bars, make the atmosphere darker and quieter, because the drums and bass are the heroes. The atmosphere supports. Breakdown. 16 bars. Bring the atmosphere forward again. Widen it, reverse some tails. Second drop. Swap to a different resample take. This is why we printed variations. And here's a power move. Resample again after you automate. Print a drop Atmos version and a breakdown Atmos version. Audio is reliable. Audio is fast. Audio is jungle.